Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 21st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And right now, we're welcoming into the studio one of our favorite people to talk to, Amy Fluno, 211 director with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Amy, good afternoon to you. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wish I was in as comfortable of a sweater as you are.
I know.
Looks awesome.
It's warm.
That looks amazing. Like that. So it looks so comfortable right now. We appreciate you joining us, Amy. We don't get the chance to talk as often as we'd like to with you. I wanted to get into a couple of the events and things going on with the United Way. But first, if you don't mind, as you are the 211 director, let's start with 211.
Sure.
One of the things that I've noticed, Amy, and we touched on this last time we talked too. Mm-hmm. We here in Rapids, we're fortunate. We've been getting a lot of new people moving into the community. A lot of people in our surrounding areas, Nakusa, Port Edwards, a lot of those areas.
Yeah.
Areas that the United Way serves.
Right.
I think for most people, back in the day, you move to a new town or something like that. You try to meet your neighbors, try to go to the local stores and a lot of that. That still exists.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people still, nowadays and stuff will use their search engines to look for things. But it only gives you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where 211 comes in. And I've always felt like 211 really covers the things that fall through the cracks, the gray area.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. A lot of people just go on Google and look at it. But Google's not always right.
Yeah.
I mean, we get those calls all the time.
Well, and for those that don't know, Google has partnerships with businesses and places that, make it so that they're, when you search, hey, where can I get dog food? This company that, paid Google is going to be the first thing to pop up, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we at United Way, it pops up if you Google food pantry, it says United Way is a food pantry. Mm. We are not. And I'm not going to argue with Google, but,
you're not right.
It's a good example. So we get those calls too. Like, are you the food pantry? No, we're not. But here is the food pantry. So, got to connect you the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Google, there's nothing wrong with Google. I have to use it a lot.
Oh, yeah, same here. But
it's not always accurate.
Right.
So,
and more than not, I don't know the last time I heard somebody say, I'm going to call a place, but I want to talk to a computer. I don't want to talk to a real person. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You get the chance to actually talk to a real human being and ask real questions.
Yes, every time. There's always somebody at the other end of the line. Always. 24/7.
That's,
doesn't matter.
And I don't think that we necessarily get a chance to really stress on that, how impactful and how awesome that is, Amy. The fact that there's a real person there 24/7, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I get that a lot, too. I get that, I didn't expect you to answer, or I didn't expect you to answer that fast, or I didn't expect it to be a person. I expected it. I mean, we do have an automated system that you have to go through, to actually talk to someone, but you get to talk to someone.
Right.
You don't have to press a lot of buttons. You don't have to yell at it. You don't have to, get upset. It's quick.
I want to talk about what services 211 offers and what ones they might not. But let's take a second to focus on the 211 worker, the operator.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to be a 211 operator, Amy? Do you have to know everything? Do you have to?
We do.
I
know everything. I know everything.
I'm going to trust that you do.
I'm just going to assume it. Don't ask my children, though. Don't ask my children. Those adult children still think you don't know anything.
Exactly.
No, you don't need to know everything, obviously. Mm-hmm. We do a ton of training. I haven't trained anybody for a really long time. Lynn and I have been there together for over 10 years. So, we kind of know what we're doing. We like to think anyway.
Sure. Oh, I'm positive you guys do. When it comes to that, though, that brings up another good conversation because I know how you guys are. I know Terry is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just sit on your laurels. You don't just sit. You're constantly looking to get better at these things. So do you go to summer survey? Do you go to different events to learn more?
So we just did our yearly AIR. Well, it's changing names. So it was the AIRS, which is the Alliance of Information and Referral Systems. And it's changing its name to Inform USA, which actually kind of tells you a little bit more, I think, with the name. So everybody fights name changes because it's, pain. But we just had the conference, we did our state one, and I am on that board, actually. So we just planned our conference. We had it 2 weeks ago in Wausau, and it was really, really good. We had great turnout. So that's one of the many ways that we do training, and we do Because we are certified, so like we have to keep up our training. We have to do 10 hours every 2 years, which doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not a ton, but still, it's, you know, it's that time that we take to learn new stuff and meet with our peers and, you know, just kind of find out the new stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And conference was the word I was looking for. Yes. I could not think of.
I know. I know.
At these, what kind of things are you guys learning? What kind of things are you researching? Like ways to find information better? Or?
I think more ways to work with different populations. You know, Inform USA, sorry, it's just recently changed.
Yeah.
Focuses a lot on 2-on-1s and then like the ADRCs. So we had a lot of both sides from 2-on-1 and ADRCs because we do a lot of similar work. You know, so we have speakers that come in and it's, you know, from dementia to working with people with dementia to working with baby boomers to working with people with disabilities to, you know, just every kind of walk of life. And, you know, and self-care too is huge still because, you know, we deal with a lot of things every day. Callers are not always super easy to deal with. There's, you know, little things every day, whether it's, you know, a challenging caller, whether it's something that you're struggling with finding something for someone. And it, and if you're like me, I'm a helper and I want to help you. And if I can't help you, then that's hard on me too.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of that too. And we just, we do stuff statewide. We do, you know, training for the things that we do statewide, like our addiction recovery helpline, our mental health stuff, you know, so we're always trying to get to the next level on stuff. Yeah. So,
You brought up a couple of key things there when it comes to 2-on-1. I think that a lot of us, including myself, usually when I have thought of in years past of 2-on-1, oh, I need to know where the local recycling plant is or when recycling gets picked up or little random questions like that that we don't always think of when we're moving to a town or even if we've lived there and maybe moved to a different side of town or along those things.
Yeah.
Heck, you could move a block to a different block and it's a different thing, you know, and all that. So
I pay attention to my neighbors. So if my neighbors have the stuff out, then I know it's there.
Same here. But you brought up a couple of other things that 2-on-1 is a great asset for. And when it comes to addiction and recovery, we know, we've seen the stats, whether it's from the Alice report or just, you know, your everyday reports that come out. We have an issue in this state when it comes to addiction, among a number of things, not just alcohol or prescription pills, but there's other factors as well.
For sure.
And we also know that from the stats that we see that a lot of people are trying to get through that, are trying to find ways to recover, trying to get better. Pride gets in the way oftentimes. Shame gets in the way oftentimes.
Very much so. Very much so.
I've seen this in my own family. I've seen this. But I'll say one thing that you get with 2-on-1, you are calling somebody and you are not having a judgmental person on the other line, but a real person, which can feel good. Mm-hmm. But also, you're not seeing the person. Some of those things that can get in the way of reaching out for help, you don't have as a factor to get in the way with 2-on-1.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, too. And I think a lot of people don't really think of it that way. I think it's easier for people to talk to someone you don't know and that is not closely related to the situation. And, you know, I mean, you can call me and you can ask me stuff about, you know, finding places for your loved one to go or, you know, and you can pour your heart out to me and I'm not going to judge you because I don't know the situation.
Yeah.
You know, I only know what you're telling me and I'm not going to say, you know, oh, that, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you, you know, we don't do that because that's not what we're there for. Yeah. We're there to listen to you. We're there to listen and to hopefully be able to help find resources that can help, you know, but we do take it a little differently too than if you're talking to, you know, your a different family member that has their own opinions and has their own thoughts on what you should be doing or not doing and why aren't you doing this and why are you doing that? And, you know, I mean, we are just like, well, have you tried this or have you tried that? You know, just trying to help you find different ways to think about situations. And it is easier to talk to someone that you don't know that doesn't have, you know, intimate knowledge of what's going on in your house or what you've, you know, it just feels so much easier. And I hear that a lot. Like, it's just easier to talk to someone that.
It's straight information,
you
know, it's not opinion, it's information.
Right.
And that goes a long way for people in these situations.
Yeah. And we're not, you know, we're not a machine. We do have feelings. We do, you know, understand and are empathetic to what you're going through. So we're not going to, you know, it's not like it's just a average conversation. You know, yeah. we try to have that empathy, and we try to, you know, just help you talk through it and walk through it and see, you know, how we can help, which, you know, makes a huge difference.
I think you said one of the biggest words you can there, Amy, you try.
Yeah.
You try Absolutely. To help, you try to empathize. And that yeah. goes so far, farther mm-hmm. than we can ever put in the words when it comes to people in these situations.
Yeah.
And I do think it means something that you get the best of both worlds where you're talking to a living, breathing human being. And yep. that empathy of that a computer can't give you mm-hmm. will also, though, somebody who doesn't know you.
Right.
And you got the anonymousness of that and yeah. everything that really goes a long way.
Yeah. And some people are, I want the resources and I want to get off the phone as soon as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there's the next person where you talk to them for a half an hour because mm-hmm. they tell you what's going on. They tell you how many times they've tried with this family member. They've tried, you know, all this different stuff. And they tell you, you know, exactly how they're feeling. And they just want someone to say, you know, it's okay. We understand that you've been trying. And, you know, maybe let's try this. Or, you know, have you looked into this? Or, you know, have you talked with the family member? Are they willing to get help? That's always a huge piece of it, too. You know, and just different things that they might not have thought of.
And I think that this is a service that not everybody may be familiar with, but mm-hmm. I want them to be, even if they don't need the service, because right. I want people to, for one, we never know who's hurting, who's suffering, and might need this service. So yep. that's an important thing. But also, mm-hmm. I hope that it does for others what it does for me with the United Way and makes me want to back you guys even more. Because to me, this is above and beyond.
Yeah.
This is more than is expected of a nonprofit. And yeah. I admire it. It also speaks to the United Way doesn't just talk a good game. They put their money where their mouth is. They you talk about wanting to help with addiction, help with these things in our state. And it's not just, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that, you know, one little event for it or something.
Right.
It's an everyday thing you guys yeah. are doing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's definitely something above and beyond. And just when I was at the conference too, I met with chatted with some of the other center directors that mm-hmm. I don't get to see. I mean, we, you know, we have meetings monthly and weekly sometimes on different things, and you know, we see each other over the computer and, you know, yeah. emails and whatever, but it's nice to just go back to face to face and, you know, and just being able to talk about stuff and talk about what's going on in our centers and, you know, what everybody's seeing and how everybody's doing it. And you know, we try, you know, because we are statewide, so we do try as hard as we can to make sure that we are all doing the same thing and doing yeah. it the same way. And, you know, but I mean, everybody is completely different. You know, I answer the phone differently than Lynn does. I talk to people, you know, we do the same thing, but we are different people.
Right.
We have different personalities. We have different mm-hmm. gifts. We have different talents. So we use those differently. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we all are striving to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's just to help people. That's what we do.
You mentioned a couple of services that are also offered from 2-on-1. We mentioned this one about helping with addiction and that. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that are people can call up and ask about?
Yeah, so like mental health resources. Right. So we have counseling resources. We have, you know, if you want to, I mean, we can talk with people. It's not, you know, not that we can't, but we also can't spend an hour on the phone with someone.
Yeah.
I have, yeah. But we generally try not to. You know, so we have warm lines that we can transfer them to crisis intervention if that's what's needed. Because mm-hmm. some of our centers are crisis workers. We at ours are not.
Yeah.
Not trained in that. So we, you know, hand it off to the people that are. You know, so mental health has been a really big one lately. And it will continue with the holidays coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, different things like that. The addiction recovery helpline,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's just anything and everything that you're looking for. We usually have something.
Always like to remind people 988 is the suicide yeah. and crisis lifeline. 988. Mm-hmm. You can call that anytime, or you can press three other numbers, 311.
Yes. Yeah. Know?
And they'll help you out with that.
Yeah. So there's a new thing too. We should talk about too. There's a new 211 app.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
had that in my notes, wanted to make sure to get to it.
Yes. Our friends down in Dane County, they spearheaded it and they put a ton of money into it and they are going gangbusters down there. They have so many partners. They've done little kiosks with their little iPads all over the city with libraries and senior centers and just going nuts with it. Billboards and bus wraps. It's insane. but it's doing really well.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Very good to hear. This is again what I'm talking about, above and beyond.
Right.
And just take, okay, you could sit, 2-on-1's great as it is, could just sit there where it is. No. How can reach more people?
Yeah. And they actually had someone come up to them and ask them, to do this and, fund it and help with it. But all of us statewide have said, yeah, we want to have our information in there. So it is all statewide. So you can download the 2-on-1 app off the Play Store. I don't do Apple. I do the Play Store.
However you do it. Yeah.
It's super easy to use. We still, direct people to the website. We text, we chat, the app. So there's so many ways that you can get a hold of us if you don't want to talk to someone, which is how a lot of people want to do it too, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the app is going really well. So
I'm excited to see that. I'm going to check it out myself and take a look at it. Maybe the next time we get together, we can talk a little more about it.
Yeah.
But wherever you get your apps, be sure to download the 2-on-1 app, everybody. And as we're kind of wrapping up talking a little bit of the 2-on-1 conversation, I do want to remind people, when you are calling 2-on-1, to have some empathy. There are real people on the other end, and people that work their tails off for us. Some of the hardest working people in our community are at the 2-on-1 operators and operators in general.
Yeah.
So people, when you're making these calls, keep that in mind when you're talking to people. Have a little empathy. They're going to have it for you. Have it for them.
Yeah, it's not an easy job, that's for sure. And I mean, I love that it's different every day, but that's the hard part, that it's different every day.
Mm-hmm.
And every call is different. And I am one of those where I want, like I said, I want to help you. And if I can't help you, that bothers me.
Yeah.
You know, so like I tend to dwell on the harder callers and, get down on myself and not, enjoy the good callers that are appreciative. And so it's a hard job. It really is.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, take it easy on yourself because you're amazing. But also it's understandable.
Yeah. You know,
I think we can. Yeah. A lot of us that are listening can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the work that you and Linda do over there, Amy.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thanks.
It. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things going on over at the United Way. Now, for the audience, Amy is in studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
Amy loves coming by the studio here, but I'm imagining it also was just a chance to get away from all the reefs. Just a moment.
It's crazy. We have been super busy. I think we've had more people walk into our office in the past 2 weeks than like in the entire year, it feels like. But yeah, we are surrounded by reefs. Our 2-on-1 office, Stephanie hangs them in every little spare nail that's hanging on the wall. So we are surrounded by reefs. They're beautiful. There are some really nice ones this year.
The registration for the reefs is closed, but you have now the next stage. You have December 1st is when this will kick off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, there's really big ones. There's small ones. There's more wintry themed ones. They're not all strictly just Christmas. You can, leave them up longer.
Yeah.
They're really, really pretty ones.
They are made by some of our greatest local creators around here, and so they got that local feel to them. You're supporting local, and that feels good,
which I love because I'm not creative whatsoever. So I buy my stuff because I can't make it.
I couldn't make if you gave me a year, I couldn't make half a reef, let alone one of these. Mm-mm. And the creativity of the creation of these reefs.
Yes. Yes.
You think you've seen it all, and then another new year comes by, and there's just these great ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do it, but thankful for the people that can. So
December 1st, this will kick off at 7 a.m. and end Tuesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Winners must pick up reefs at the United Way's office at 351 Oak Street right here in Rapids. Payments can be made online or when the reef is picked up. And, of course, you're going to compete for these reefs and try to get that. And all the money goes back into our community.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really great fundraiser for us. I mean, who doesn't want a new holiday wreath to hang on your door or your wall or wherever in your office?
Yeah. You could
use one in here.
The last 2 years, we could definitely use one in here. Pam, that's an idea. Okay, we got to get in on this. And I got two reefs to bid on because I have to do this for my mom every year.
Oh, that's a great present. Great idea.
It's our Hanukkah gift.
Nice.
I did it 2 years ago, and I just thought it'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
Well, I created the monster. Now she wants one every year.
That is a really good idea.
It's a fun one.
So there you go. If you need a present.
Mm-hmm.
Start bidding.
And you aren't going to find many better presents that
right.
not only have, again, the local feel to them. You mm-hmm. can tell this person, I got that through the United Way. So the money we spent is staying in our community and yep. helping so many great people and families.
Yeah.
But you also, these things have, I know my mom was able to keep using the ones that she's used. She yeah. said and stuff. They've yeah. stayed in really good shape. She's taken very good care of them. So, yeah. you know, multiple doors. She puts them on different doors and stuff and
that
just likes having them.
I love that.
It's great. And it kicks off on December 1st. You can find out more information at uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that page, too, so you can keep up on this.
Yeah.
The sweepstakes that are going on.
When
they're wrapping that.
Yeah, so that ended on Friday was the deadline. Mm-hmm. So I think in a short couple of weeks, they'll be drawing names. Stephanie's just finishing up. Entering all that mm-hmm. great information so that everybody that dropped it off by 4 o'clock last Friday will be entered. 5 chances to win $1,000. So
it's pretty cool.
Who doesn't want money right before Christmas?
Yeah, that seems like a really good idea. That seems great. Yeah. And congratulations to everybody when we find out who won to them and everything. And a big thank you to the United Way for such a great idea and a lot of fun that we had with that.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the time of year. There's football on the mind for many of us, and we mm-hmm. love to root for our home team, support our home team. In this state, you've got a couple of really great football teams, in the Wisconsin Badger football team, your Green Bay Packers, two great organizations to put back into the state mm-hmm. all the time. With that being said, and I'm saying this with respect to those organizations, your hometown team is the United Way.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody puts back into their community like the United Way does.
Yeah.
Support your local hometown team. Root for them. Pull for them. Now, certainly dollars and cents go very, very, very far.
Yes.
We want the United Way to be able to do even more than they're doing. And that's amazing to think of. But yeah, we're trying to put more on your plate, Amy.
I know. I'll take it.
But we can do that if we are able to give you guys the funds to be able to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, so 211 is an internal program of United mm-hmm. Way. And I know I've said it before. So is the Volunteer Center. And without the funding, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So mm-hmm. we need that. We need to be able to continue what we're doing and, you know, keep getting better. So
the services that the people that use the United Way, whether it no matter what the gamut of things are, we know, again, going back to the Alice report, that so many people are just a hair away from maybe needing mm-hmm. those services.
Yeah.
So it's certainly, forward thinking and insightful to be able to donate to these. There's also, this time of year, there is not many better feelings than helping our nonprofits and helping our organizations. And I think a lot of people out there these days, they want, for lack of a better way to put it, more bang for their buck. They want to be able to take that dollar and help as many people as we can with it.
And everybody wants that. I mean, you don't mm-hmm. want to, you know, you don't want to see your money go to waste. You don't want to, you know, feel like it's not doing anything. So yeah, for sure. I mean, we try to do as much as we can with what we get. So.
And that your donations, while you can go ahead and say, hey, take this $5, put it wherever you want, you can also be more specific with those things.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like this to go to helping early reading, you know, helping early child reading, or I want to help out Adams County or this mm-hmm. or that. You can be more specific with those donations as well.
Yep, absolutely. You can tell us where you want your money to go, which mm-hmm. I don't really know if that is a possibility in a lot of places. You know that you're donating money. You don't really get a say in where your money's going and what mm-hmm. your money's doing, but you do with us. You really, really, really do. I don't think you can stress that enough.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, to that point, Terry and I, it's going back to one of our first conversations her and I had about the transparency of the United Way, that every mm-hmm. penny goes into their community.
Yeah.
And that goes, you know, especially her and I were talking right before the pandemic. And mm-hmm. when that happened, and it's certainly around that time, people became a little bit more skeptical about these things.
Yeah.
The United Way, you can see the books. It's all right there for you. Every penny keeps in this community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Amy. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I want to remind people one more time about the services that you can get through 211.
Yeah, I mean, you can call 211 for absolutely anything. No question is too big or too small. So if your loved one, you know, always want to shout out if your loved one is struggling with an addiction, mm-hmm. you know, we have the Wisconsin Recovery Addiction Helpline, and we try as hard as we can. I mean, resources for that are few and far between sometimes, mm-hmm. but we try our best and, you know, hopefully can give you some direction on how to fix and help what's going on. Mental health resources. There'll be, you know, we have stuff for Christmas. We have stuff. Well, Thanksgiving is in 2 days, so forget that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe that. I still
it's crazy.
Don't even know. But yeah. any question that you have.
Yeah. Give them a call at 211 and be sure to have that ready to go on your phone or anywhere.
Yeah.
And get the app. Get the app, everybody.
Get the app. You can text us. There's chat. We don't chat here locally, but if you can chat and still get resources for the area.
Always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks.
And find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage. Follow the United Way on all your social media accounts. It's a great follow. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.